You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada, CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor, and Michael Vlahosen here is here, and we are simultaneously Gaius and Germanicus in 90 AD in Londinium, reflecting upon the arrival of these cults in town to disturb us, and the cult, if it is, the Church of Woke, if it is a church, certainly the glossary of thou shalt not, of chastising Americans for their history. For example, the one I use all the time is the pulling down of Ulysses Grant statue in San Francisco. Although I tell you, Michael, another bad moment for me was when I saw a young person who was clearly not well-educated waving the stars and bars inside the Congress on January 6th, inside the Capitol building. It bothered me a deal, Michael, given how we got here and given that that young man could not have understood how badly he appeared. He thought he was acting preening. And that's a product of poor education. I agree with that, but it bothered me a lot. Now, what is to be done, Michael? Do we sit back as grown-ups and say they'll work it out, these young people? They'll work it out for themselves? Do we continue to protest their protest? Do we wait for the next election? That's not going to solve anything, but we can wait. What is your recommendation?
Well, it is essential to understand that the Church of Woke, however strongly it has insinuated itself, burrowed deep into, and in many ways taken over the elite institutions of our society in the corporate, academic, social media,
publications,
you know, philanthropic, even the military.
Book publishers, because they can't cancel books routinely if they think that it's not approved. Yes.
And the U.S. government, the Federal Service, I mean, across the board, the institutions that dominate American life and that also dominate the American economy, if you include the corporations. I mean, the woke world is the dominant force in terms of wealth, income, and general authority in America.
At least they use the language, Michael. I'm not convinced that it's a broad connection, but I'm not sure it's deep yet. It's too early.
Well, the distinction that needs to be made is that the actual relationship between the true believers of woke, I mean, the absolutely fervent standard bearers of the Church of Woke are to be separated from the old line establishment figures that have decided very specifically and self-consciously to take up their cause and support them, and yet with some hesitation and reservation, I think, ultimately. So you have essentially, and this is understood broadly in America because you can see it, say, in the U.S. Congress, you have the very woke and very radical, quote-unquote, members of Congress, a coalition of people who are, you know, associated with the entire Bernie insurgency and right. all the rest.
The Bernie
and,
bros, and yes. They, yeah, our conference.
Yeah, and
yes.
they represent a kind of recognizable set of nodes in the network of woke. But they're not in power, and they have driven much of the rhetoric, but they have not driven themselves into a situation of control.
So what do you recommend we wait, Michael? I'm trying to find what is to be done. It sounds to me like you suggest we wait some more. Because waiting
no,
has
no,
weakened.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm just talking about the reality. So no one knows exactly what the equipoise, the balance is at this point. There are people writing like, Angela Nagel, writing on Substack, she's talking about how the elites are going to simply dismiss the woke because they're no longer important. They've been, you know, they've done their job. They helped get the elites, the blue elites, back in power, and they're no longer wanted. And I find that not persuasive. And neither do I find persuasive Eric Kaufman's writing about the Church of Woke as somehow reaching its end because it is a kind of, as he calls it, woke fundamentalism in minoritarian liberal identity or leftism that seeks to weaken the strong and strengthen the weak that has played out. And it will be, as he calls it, wokeness desacralized. I think this is cat. I don't think this is what's going to happen. Wokeness is on the scene. And my concern, and I have to share this again with you, but I have in the past, is that I think that the entire woke cult, which is still a cult, is still aspiring to be the next American religion. And it is well positioned in its capacity to insinuate and take over the dominant reigning institutions in America over a period of time, and it is still committed to transforming American life, as you know, of course, Chuck Schumer had said.
We'll leave it there, Michael. We'll come back to it then. Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins. We're looking ahead, which is impossible. But it helps a deal that we're also simultaneously looking ahead from 90 AD, because we can do that. We can see that 2,000 years from now, we're going to puzzle about, are we losing our republic? Are we now in a civil war? Does the culture tear itself apart? Are we fragmenting? There are many metaphors for this, and Michael and I have explored them. And right now we're exploring this cult, if it is a cult, this vocabulary. It certainly is a vocabulary. That has power beyond recognizable power. It's part of a conversation that's ongoing. Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at Schwabious.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.